Section 11.1, the exercises detailed. Standard barbell deadlifts. This is the single most functional lift you can perform to improve your performance in everyday tasks and or sports. Anytime you have to lift something heavy off of the floor in life, you're essentially performing a deadlift. Deadlifts work such a large amount of your body's musculature, it is easy to see why this lift will have such a huge impact on your overall body strength and ability to get lean. Deadlifts are equally important for both men and women, despite their reputation as a manly exercise. The pics on the next page show deadlifts being performed by me as well as by my friend Holly Rigsby, so that you can see both a man's and woman's perspective. These pictures are shown on page 98. First, load a barbell and roll it up to your shins with your feet shoulder-width apart. Grab the bar with an overhand grip, alternating grip when you get into heavier weights, and your arms just outside of your knees. Squat down and sit back as if in the bottom of a squat position and keep your eyes fixed straight ahead. Don't look down while doing this lift. Keep your back flat, not rounded, and shoulders pulled back. Keeping the bar close to your shins and tension in the bar with straight arms, initiate the lift by straightening your legs and standing up. Finish the movement with an upright posture, keeping your back flat and shoulder blades back with your trapezius muscles contracted. As with a squat, you should feel the weight more on your heels rather than on the balls of your feet. Lower the bar back to the floor by squatting down, keeping the bar close to your body once again. Pause at the bottom before starting the next rep. Never bounce the weight off the floor while doing deadlifts. Contrary to popular belief, deadlifts will not hurt your back if done properly. Actually, they effectively strengthen your back so that you're less prone to back injury in the future. A great variation of the standard deadlift is called the sumo deadlift. In the sumo deadlift, you take a very wide stance with toes pointed slightly out, and your hands grip the bar on the inside of your legs instead of on the outside. Deadlift example pictures are shown on page 98. Romanian deadlifts. This exercise is one of the best and most functional hamstring strengthening exercises. Romanian deadlifts also work a large amount of musculature, although not as much as the standard deadlift. Stand holding a barbell with a wide grip, alternating grip once you get into heavier weights, and feet shoulder-width apart. Lower the bar, keeping it close to your body, and maintaining a slight bend in your knees. Do not do this exercise with fully straight legs. That is one of the most common mistakes. This is why I don't call this exercise straight leg deadlifts like some people do. To make it clear that you are supposed to have a very slight bend in your knees, as with the standard deadlift, maintain a flat back throughout and keep the shoulder blades pulled back and chest out. Do not let your back round during this exercise. Think of pushing your hips back during this exercise instead of just bending over. Go down to a position where your back is about parallel to the ground, although everyone will differ based on their flexibility, and you will feel a stretch in your hamstrings. Then reverse the movement by contracting your glutes and pushing your hips forward to get back to the starting position. For Romanian deadlifts, you will probably be able to use 80 to 90% of the weight you would use on standard deadlifts. Romanian deadlifts are very important for increasing the strength needed during sprinting. So if you're an athlete that needs sprint speed, these will be one of the best for your improvement. See more pictures on page 100. Barbell back squats. As with the deadlift, the squat is at the very top of the heap in terms of building a strong, muscular, lean, and functional body. The squat and the deadlift work more muscle groups than most other exercises out there and deliver whole body results like no other exercise. If you want to get strong and lean, the squat and or the deadlift must be a part of the foundation of your routines. Another benefit of squats and deadlifts is that they are known to produce greater growth hormone and testosterone releases than any other exercise due to the huge quantity of muscle that they use. Yet another reason they help to reduce body fat levels in addition to building muscle. In a squat rack or power rack, step under a barbell, grabbing it overhand, just outside your shoulders, and rest it on your upper back, below your neck, with your shoulder blades pulled back to contract your trapezius muscles. Stand with feet slightly wider than shoulder width. Keep your eyes fixed straight ahead and back slightly arched. Squat down by sitting back and also bending forward slightly, to counterbalance the weight. Your knees and hips bend simultaneously. Come down to a position where your thighs are approximately parallel to the ground, and then press back up to the starting position following the same movement pattern. Again, you should feel most of the weight on your heels, not the balls of your feet. This is essential for proper knee health and functioning. Also, do not lock out your knees at the top. Contrary to popular belief, properly done squats actually strengthen the knee joint. It is when squats are done improperly that they lead to knee problems. Pictures of properly demonstrated back squats are shown on page 102 in your Truth About Abs manual. Barbell front squats. This is a more difficult variation of the barbell back squat, which recruits the abdominals to a much higher degree for stability due to the more upright position compared with back squats. It is mostly a lower body exercise, but it's great for functionally incorporating core strength and stability into the squatting movement. It is also very hard to learn how to properly rest the bar on your shoulders without pain. There are two ways to rest the bar on the front of the shoulders. In the first method, you step under the bar and cross your forearms into an X position while resting the bar on the dimple that is created by the shoulder muscle near the bone, keeping your elbows up high so that your arms are parallel to the ground. You then hold the bar in place by pressing the thumb side of your fists against the bar for support. Alternatively, you can hold the bar by placing your palms face up and the bar resting on your fingers against your shoulders. For both methods, your elbows must stay up high to prevent the weight from falling. Find out which bar support method is more comfortable for you. Both methods are pictured on page 104. Once you've found the method that is most comfortable for you to hold the bar on your front shoulders, initiate the squat from your hips by sitting back and down, keeping the weight on your heels as opposed to the balls of your feet. Squat down to a position where your thighs are approximately parallel to the ground, then press back up to the starting position. Practice first with an unweighted bar or a relatively lightweight bar to learn the movement. Most people are surprised how hard this exercise works your abs once you learn the correct form. I find that my abs are pretty sore the next day after returning to a cycle of front squats after not doing them for a couple of months. Front squats are pictured on page 104. Barbell overhead squats. The overhead, OH, squat is the most difficult of the three basic squats by far. It took me several weeks to become comfortable with OH squats, and that was practicing with the empty bar. I know 300-pound back squatters who can't even overhead squat an empty bar. It just takes a little time to learn how to use your core musculature to stabilize the weight over your head. I recommend females start learning this exercise with one of the 12 or 15-pound body bars, and males can start learning with an empty 45-pound Olympic bar. To start, you first need to get the weight from the floor to a position locked out over your head, and your hands in a wide snatch grip, wider than the rings on an Olympic bar. You can either snatch it there for lighter weight, or when you get good at these and are using heavier weights, you can clean and press it overhead and then move your hands into a wide snatch grip. Before beginning the squat descent, lock your arms out really tight and position the weight toward the back of your head. Your entire body must remain tensed hard throughout the entire squat, or the weight will fall forward or back. You'll see what I mean when you try it. As with all other squats, keep the head up, weight on the heels, and sit back into the squat. When you get down to the point where your thighs are parallel to the ground, press back up into the starting position. To see pictures of this, go to page 105. Dumbbell lunges, walking or standing. Stand holding two dumbbells at arm's length and lunge forward until your thigh is approximately parallel to the ground. Make sure to take a long enough stride so that your knee does not extend past your toes and your shin is nearly vertical, for knee safety and proper functioning. Step back into the starting position if performing the standing lunge. You can also perform reverse lunges by stepping backward instead of forward, and you can also do a walking lunge where you move directly from the bottom position of the first leg into the bottom position of the second leg, essentially lunge walking for a distance that challenges you. You can increase the distance lunged over time for progression, or keep the distance the same and increase the sets or weight carried. Pictures of this is on page 106. Dumbbell step-ups. Stand in front of a step, box, or bench approximately 15 inches high while holding two dumbbells at arm's length. Step up with the right leg, and then up with the left leg. Then reverse the movement by stepping down with the left leg first, and then the right leg last. Perform all reps with the right leg before switching and completing the same number of reps with the left leg. Lunges and step-ups also produce great whole body changes due to the tension on the upper body and lower body simultaneously, working a large amount of full body muscle. A picture of the dumbbell step-ups is also on page 106. Barbell high pulls. This exercise basically combines an explosive style deadlift with an upright row. Once again, begin in the deadlift starting position. As with the deadlift, keep the head up, back flat, weight on the heels, and lift the weight up explosively all the way from the floor to your shoulders, keeping the elbows up high. You do not flip the bar over and catch it at the shoulders as with clean and press. You just bring the bar up explosively to below the chin and back down to your thighs. Then lower the weight to the floor, up in one motion, down in two. This is another exercise commonly used in athletic training to develop explosive power. Please note, for those that don't have a barbell accessible, as with most other barbell exercises, this can be easily done in the same form with dumbbells, and is equally effective for full body work. To see pictures of this, please turn to page 107 in your Truth About Abs manual. Barbell or dumbbell incline or flat bench presses. Lie on a flat or inclined bench with a slightly wider than shoulder width grip. Lower the weight slowly to your chest, then press back to your arm's length. If using a close grip to shift more of the emphasis to your triceps, bring your grip one hand length closer together and keep your elbows closer to your body throughout the lift. For variety, dumbbells can be utilized during different training periods. Also, dumbbell presses can be performed on a stability ball either unilaterally, which is one arm at a time, or bilaterally, both arms at the same time, to increase the recruitment of stabilizer muscles and core musculature. This increases the difficulty of dumbbell presses, so go lighter than you would with a bench. To see pictures of incline dumbbell presses and flat barbell bench presses, please turn to page 108. Dips. On a dip bar, lower your body such that your upper arms come down to a position parallel to the ground. Then press back up to top position using your triceps, shoulders, and chest strength. You can add weight to a chain attached to a belt in order to increase the quantity of weight lifted. You can also have a spotter place a dumbbell between your calves or ankles to add weight. You should be able to perform at least 12 to 15 reps with good form for bodyweight dips before progressing to weighted dips. To make dips even more difficult, result-producing, easier on your shoulder joints, and also involving more stability, they can be performed from hanging training rings. Check out the training rings at www.ringtraining.com. Push-up variations. Due to the relative ease of push-ups, try variations to make them harder, such as push-ups with your feet elevated on a bench, hands positioned on a barbell, feet elevated on a stability ball, hands on a stability ball, hands on two rubber medicine balls, clapping, ballistic push-ups, fingertip push-ups, push-ups with a weighted backpack, etc. Push-ups work the same muscle group as bench-pressing exercises, but with extra stability required of your core musculature. The two variations of push-ups pictured on page 109 are more advanced versions requiring additional core stabilization. Another variation that makes push-ups a lot harder and more functional is again performing them from training rings as shown, ringtraining.com. Pronated grip pull-ups. Take a slightly wider than shoulder width grip and perform pull-ups from a full dead hang position, all the way up until your chin clears the bar, then lower slowly all the way back down to a full hang position. Make sure you go all the way back down to a full hang between each rep, instead of the half pull-ups that you see many people doing. If you can complete the prescribed number of reps in a given training program easily, then you need to progress by hanging weight from a chain around your waist, pictured below on page 110. Supinated grip chin-ups. With your palms facing you, take a grip, approximately a shoulder width, and perform the same movement as the previous exercise, pulling yourself up from a full dead hang position all the way up until your chin clears the bar. You will be able to handle more weight from this grip due to the stronger position of your arms. Refer to page 110 to see the supinated grip chin-ups. Lat pull-downs, supinated, pronated, or neutral grips. Pull-ups are superior to lat pulls for upper body development from a biomechanical perspective, so if you can do pull-ups, you are better off sticking to them instead of lat pulls. In addition, pull-ups recruit your abs to a much higher degree than lat pulls. But if you cannot complete at least a couple of full hang pull-ups with good form, Lat pulls are the place to start in order to increase the strength needed to progress into pull-ups. Sit at a lat pull cable with your knees tucked under the support and the seat adjusted so you have a full reach up to the bar. While just slightly leaning back, not excessively, pull the bar down to your upper chest, holding the squeeze at the bottom for a second before returning to the top slowly. To see pictures and examples of these, turn to page 111. Barbell bent over rows. Stand in a bent over position with your back slightly higher than parallel to the ground, holding a barbell at arm's length with your back flat and eyes fixed straight ahead. Row the bar up to your upper abdominal area, maintaining a flat back. See the pictures on 112. One-arm dumbbell rows. With your right hand and right knee on a bench for support, row a dumbbell up your side with your left arm. Switch your body to the opposite side of the bench and repeat for the same number of reps with the opposite arm. Again, you'll see examples of these on page 112. Seated horizontal cable rows. Sit with knees slightly bent and row a wider grip attachment up to your upper abdominal area while maintaining a flat back. Do not wildly sway forward and back during the rowing. Keep your torso relatively stable while rowing. Pictures of the seated horizontal cable rows are on page 113. Overhead barbell or dumbbell presses. Perform overhead barbell presses in front of the body, trying to avoid leaning back too far, since performing them behind your neck puts your shoulders into excessive external rotation, causing potential damage. Dumbbells work great for overhead presses, since you can use them at the sides of your head and avoid leaning back too much. Press the dumbbells up in an arc motion, bringing them closer together at the top without clanging them. Pictures of this are on page 113 of your Truth About Abs manual.